it's nice outside, rather cool.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, it's again, it'll warm up during the day and warm up even more tomorrow. But so let's say that you're a 13-year-old and you're at school. And let's say that you're, well, you're using your school-issued iPad. You click around, right?
Sure.
Sure, of course you would. And you would, well, happen to suddenly be confronted with a topless picture of your teacher.
Dope!
Yeah, no kidding.
Dope!
This is the dilemma that faced 13-year-old Joshua Trout and three other young'uns at the Highland Middle School in Anderson, Indiana. You see, the teacher seems to have had the topless picture on her iPhone and accidentally synced it up so that it was in every computer in the school.
Yikes.
Oh, no. Yes. Little surprise right there. Now.
Oh, that's horrible.
Can we assume it was a male teacher, right?
No, we really can't do that. No. The teacher seems to have synced him up there, and of course, accidentally. What I find interesting is that, in fact, four of the students who found themselves gawking at the topless pictures were suspended.
For doing it.
Yeah.
The
school called in police, who determined that the photo was not pornographic. A school assistant superintendent told a local television station that this was all an unfortunate mistake. Yeah, no kidding. However, she confirmed that the four boys were suspended. Ms. Clark, the assistant superintendent, said the kids violated the school's technology policy, but they wouldn't explain exactly how.
Oh, I would be raising a stink.
Once again, and you know, don't know what the picture was titled, but, you know, boys being boys, they're going to click around.
Hot for teacher.
Yeah, really, playing that in the background.
Together, we got a lot of info.
And I don't know what kind of teacher she was. Hopefully she wasn't the technology teacher, because she should have known that syncing up her phone would cause the pictures to appear on all the computers in the school.
Maybe she was the science teacher.
Well, what may... Yeah.
Anatomy, at least.
Okay.
It is Friday.
Yeah, I guess so.
Hello, I'm Coach Harm Limburger, and this is Know When to Pass, the program that puts the armchair in quarterback. Joining me today is Hall of Famer LaBrill Rosewater.
What's up, Coach?
You came out passing on the first play yesterday, LaBrill.
LaBrill was sending a message to his fans.
That you have a howitzer for an arm?
No, man. Fans need to pass. They watch LaBrill do his thing while they do some serious drinking.
People at game-watching parties.
After the last whistle, LaBrill doesn't even take off his pads, jumps in his Lamborghini, and hopes some drunk yahoo in an SUV doesn't blindside him on his way home.
Oh, this is pretty serious, then.
You feeling me? I got 300-pound linemen afraid to leave the locker room.
Okay, we'll be back with LaBrill right after this.
They just live there.
Game-watching parties can make drunk drivers. Even if you drink moderately, 3 hours adds up to a lot of alcohol. If you're enjoying the game at a friend's house, know when to pass up that drink and pass off your keys.
Pass, baby, pass. LaBrill knows you can do it.
This message from your Texas Department of Transportation.
Hey, good morning. It's 616, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It is Evaluate Your Life Day. Well, shouldn't every day pretty much be Evaluate Your Life Day? You know, at least last 24 hours. All right, what do we got for birthdays?
Birthdays, Jillian Jacobs from Community is 30.
Mm-hmm.
Desmond Harrington, the guy that plays Joey Quinn on Dexter.
Oh, of course.
36.
Yeah.
Chris Kattan.
Oh, yeah.
42.
Saturday Night Live, is that right? Was he on that?
Corky Romano.
Oh, okay. Here you go.
Trey Parker's 43, the guy that created South Park.
Mm-hmm.
Brett, and they say it 10 different ways. Favre.
I don't know.
John Favreau.
Yeah. Well, that's, this is Favre, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
46.
From Iron Man, you'd know him, right?
He was in Cowboys and Aliens, Elf, wrote Swingers.
Sure.
Ty Pennington, the Extreme Makeover guy, is 48.
Oh, yeah.
Evander Holyfield is 50.
Except for that part of his ear that's missing. Yeah.
John Lithgow is 67.
Third Rock from the Sun, right? Or Moon, or whatever it was.
Yes,
from the Sun.
Okay. There you
sometimes
go.
He's on Dexter, too.
Oh, okay.
Jeannie C. Riley.
Oh, my.
Harper Valley PTA
sure
singer,
enough, yeah.
67. Yeah. Michael Gambon is 42. He took over Dumbledore and has the slowest time on Top Gear if you watch the British version on BBC.
All right.
Moving on to Saturday.
Oh, wait. Peter Max, the artist, he'd be 75. Amy Carter, first daughter. This will make you feel old. She'd be 45. Jason Reitman, he's done a couple of pretty good movies. One is Up in the Air. The other was Juno, which is funny. And George McRae, 78 years old, Rock Your Baby. If you're an old guy like me, you remember that song from, I don't know, forever ago. And while we're talking about it, 27 years ago today, like, I don't know, Cat wasn't even born. 27 years ago today,
I was born.
Okay.
Because you're just born.
Just to make people feel old, the number one song, pop song in America, was Take On Me by A-ha.
Yeah, that was the number one song.
1985.
I was in high school.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a good song.
Oh, it is? It's a good song. Just you don't realize it was that long ago. All right, what do we got for Saturday?
Birthdays. Let's see. We've got John Krasinski.
Oh, yeah, from Office.
33. The man, it says Mantastic Jim.
Uh-huh.
Whoever wrote it was being clever.
There you go.
Viggo Mortensen is 54.
Well, he is pretty cool, not going to lie.
Tom Petty, 62.
Oh, wow.
Jim Sonnenfeld, one of the guys in Hootie and the Blowfish, is 48.
Oh, okay.
Danny Boyle, Trainspotting, Slumdog Millionaires, is 56. Keith Hernandez. And whoever wrote this should be punched in the eye. It says former New York Mets. He was actually a St. Louis Cardinal first. Thank you very much. He's 59.
Yeah, but they knew him as a Met. I mean, really. That's when he did the spitting incident.
It's true.
On Seinfeld.
True.
Okay.
Father Mulcahy.
Oh.
From MASH is 80 today.
Oh, my.
And that's all I got for Saturday.
Snoop Dogg, 41.
Oh, see, I left that out because I figured he was one of your favorites.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to leave that for you.
Wanda Jackson, still alive. That's a country music singer. She's 75 years old. All right. On Sunday.
Ready for Sunday?
Oh, yeah.
Kim Kardashian and her fanny, both 32.
All right. Yeah.
Jeremy Miller, 36, from Growing Pains.
Yeah.
Ken Watanabe, 53, from Inception, The Last Samurai.
Oh, okay.
He's in a whole lot of movies, actually.
Yeah, you're right.
And I know someone named Ken Watanabe, and we always joke about all the movies he's been in. But he doesn't look at all like the real one.
Steve LaCather from Toto, you'll remember that group, is 55. Carrie Fisher is 56.
Judge Judy is 70.
Huh. Wow.
Yeah. Elvin Bishop, 70 years old. And Whitey Ford, baseball player.
Whitey Ford's birthday today.
84 years old.
Cool.
That ought to do it. All right, it's 6:21.